Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Nun Ches and Bab Metzia. As we learn, Prachenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Sun Matzar V'Shivya. We're at the two dots about halfway down on the page. You know, say Sachar and Mishalim. What did the Mishnah say? That not only is there no onoa or fraud on Avodim Shtaros Karka and Hekdish, specifically of Hekdish, but there's also no Kefil, no Tashlumi Abrachamisha. A Shomer Chinam does not swear, and a Nosei Sachar, a hired hand, a hired watchman, does not pay if it was lost or stolen, if it belonged to Hegdish. So the Gemara now brings down a question. Rami le Rabbi Yosef bar Chama le Rabba, right at the two dots. Rami le Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, I asked him this kasha. Tanan, Mishnah said, Nosei Sachar in Mishalim, that a Nosei Sachar, a person who's hired, a hired watchman, does not have to pay for if it's lost or stolen, if it belonged to Hegdish. We know a Nosei Sachar always pays, not if it belongs to Hegdish. He obviously doesn't pay also, we said, on Avodim, Shtaris, and Karka. Karka can't really be stolen anyway, and Shtaris have no intrinsic value. Avodim are like Karka, but the key we're talking about here is Hegdish. Don't pay for Hegdish. What do you mean? I'll show you where Hegdish Achara, there is a responsibility to pay. It's not, right? That's what I'm saying. No, Sachar and Mishalim, Bramini. Hasochar Sapol, you hire a worker. Basically, just hires a worker. Why? Because they have different reasons. One is Paraduma. A Paraduma, let's say they have a Paraduma. You want to make sure that nobody puts any burden on the paraduma that would invalidate it. So Socher Sapol, Lishmor Sapol, to guard the paraduma. Lishmor Satino, the young children, the young Kohanim children were kept in a state of Tahara. Before they could become Tamei, from the time they were little children, they were kept in a stone enclosure with a big area underneath that was like a big hole, a big hollow, to make sure that there was no tumma coming up to them, so that would be chotzeitz from the tumma, that would be like an oval below, so the tumma would not run up on them. And they were kept in a state of tara in order to help purify the kohen for the avoda on Yom Kippur, because they would be the ones who fetch the water for him, etc. So you hired workers either to guard the, you hired a worker, a day worker, a day laborer, you hired a day worker, a day watchman by the day, to guard the paraduma, or to guard the young Kohanim children there who were kept in a state of tahara. Well, Lishma says, run. We said, no, we just had the, on the second day of Pesach, we had the Karbana Omer, and that's brought from the first barley that's found in the area, and they need barley to bring the carbon. So you needed a watchman to guard the barley seeds. So let's say you hired a watchman. The base of English now is the one, is the balabaya here, hiring these watchmen. Ain't no some schar Shabbos. Do you pay him for Shabbos? Well, since he's a day worker, you can't pay him for Shabbos. You don't have to work on Shabbos. If a person only works by the day, you can't hire him for Shabbos, so you can't give him any pay for Shabbos. Levich ain't achrayah Shabbos alone. Since he's not paid for Shabbos, because you can't pay him since he's a day worker, works by the day, then there's no responsibility for him Shabbos. He has no responsibility. We'll talk about what we mean by the responsibility. Now, he's a Shomer Zachar, and we're talking about Hegdish over here, basically just hiring him. And he's not, you can't pay him for Shabbos, therefore he's not responsible for Shabbos. What do you mean by responsible? Didn't we just say that a Shomer Zachar doesn't have to pay for Gnev and Aveda anyway if he works for the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, we're going to get into that kasha. Haya Zachar Shabbos, let's say he was paid not by the day, paid by the week. That's what we call Havlo. Why are you allowed to pay the rabbi, the teacher, the Bal Koreh, whatever? Because he's paid for the whole, he's a, what we call here, he gets a salary globally. He's not paid by the hour, by the day. He's paid, it's included. That's called havlo. If you hire, let's say, a waiter to serve you on Shabbos, can't pay him for Shabbos alone, but you could pay him for the whole week together. So let's say he was paid by the week. Sachar Shan was paid by the month. Sachar Shan paid by the year. Sachar Shan paid by the semester, paid by the whole Shemitah cycle, the seven-year cycle. Then those no Shabbos, you can give him for stuff for Shabbos because it's included. Since you're paying him for Shabbos, he's responsible. Now, my love, l'shalim. What do you mean responsible? You said if he's paid by the day, so he's not paid for Shabbos, he's not responsible. If he's paid by the week or by more, the month, the year, whatever, he's paid for that day too. Therefore, he is responsible. What does it mean responsible? That he has to pay if it's lost or stolen. This contradicts our Mishnah. It says, lo, l'haf sitzcharo. He's not responsible to pay for his loss to Solim. We're talking about, what do you mean, l'fichach Shabbos chayav halav? He's not going to get his paycheck. Not that he's responsible if something happened to it, that he's not responsible, said the Mishnah. But we mean over here, What does it mean? That if something happened, he's not going to get paid because he didn't fulfill his obligation to guard it. Well, that's fine on the Sefer, where he is responsible. So you say he's responsible, so he's going to lose his paycheck. What about the Reish? Yochi Reish, he's not responsible. What does that also mean? He's not responsible. He's not going to lose his paycheck. He's not going to get a paycheck. He's not paid for Shabbos anyway. In the Reish, we said if he's a day worker, you can't pay him for Shabbos. Therefore, he's not responsible. He's not responsible for what? For Genev and Aveda? We said he's not chayv for Genev and Aveda if he's working for Hekdesh. He's not responsible that he's going to lose his paycheck. There is no paycheck. If he's working for Shabbos alone, there is no paycheck. But Tani knows no Shabbos. He's not paid there. Ishtik. So Rabbi did not have an answer to this kasha. This that Rami, that Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama asked Rabbi, he didn't have an answer to that. Omalei. So Rabbi said to me, maybe you heard something. Maybe you're trying to show me not only the kasha, but the answer too. Have you heard anything about this? Omalei. You're right. The Shomer Sachar is not responsible for Hegdish. He's paid by Hegdish to do a job and it's lost or stolen. He's not responsible. Not responsible at all. Oh, so why is he, what are we talking about over here? He's responsible. He said he's responsible if you pay him for the whole week. He is responsible. He's not responsible. And the answer is here he took upon himself special responsibility. He's not Minotaur. He's not responsible. But he said, he made a kinyan. He said, I'm going to be responsible. I'm taking it. I'm going to be responsible. On his own, he agreed to be responsible. He made a special, he made a special condition. He says, I want to be responsible. I know I'm not responsible in the Torah, but I want to be responsible anyway. That's what we mean over here. So he said, if you're not paying him for Shabbos, you can't hold him responsible for Shabbos. He wasn't paid. If you're paying him for Shabbos because it's included, havlo, with the other things, then you can't pay. Now, Tani Tanaka made Rav Yitzchak. Now let's look at the Mishnah. But Mishnah said we don't possibly Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon said, when it comes to Hegdash, it depends. Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah at the top of Nun Vav and Beis, if he's a kashm that you're chayv and achrayis, meaning you said harei alai, it's upon. I'm going to bring a carbon. If something happens to this animal, I'll bring another one. If it's responsible, there is no there. Talk about there is no no. There's no fraud in Hegdash. But if I'm responsible, meaning it's your, sure the animal is holy. But if I'm responsible for it because if it got lost or stolen, I'm going to make up a difference, then it has some common, as it has some, I mean, it's common, I mean, as it has some element of a commonality, of being a commoner, not just based me, just because it's my responsibility too. If I said, Harezu, this animal is hegdish, I'm not responsible for it anymore, then it's mamish hegdish. That's what Reb Shimon said. So now we seem to ask a kash from here. The Gemara said, the Torah said in Vayikra, it says that if a person commits a sin against God, and he denies somebody else, he denies against his against the other person, he denies that he owes him anything. What do we mean by that? So in this case, we're talking about where a person made normally means like this. If I you gave me something to guard, and I swear you never gave it to me, not responsible, not gave. Then after it's I'm moda, then I not only have to pay you back and add on a fifth, but I also have to make a shvu, bring a bring a carbon. That's the kichesh meimis. So that's called asham zelos. I stole something from you. I swore falsely about it that I didn't take it or I didn't lose it or whatever, and then I admit it afterwards. That's called kichesh. I have to bring a carbon. Okay, that's the it's called Hashem Zelos, carbon Hashem. So it says there Mola Bashem v'kichesh b'miso. So it's a strange lesson. It says you sinned against God and you denied against your friend, your other person, the other guy. Kichesh b'miso against your colleague, your neighbor, whatever. V'kichesh b'miso. So it says over there. It says like this. Kachem, if you're chayv and achrayis, meaning you said harei alai, you're responsible for it. And then I said a harei alai carbon, and I gave that carbon to somebody else to watch. And then he denied that I gave it to him. He denied it. Then he admitted. Is he denying hegdish? Is he? And he's not. He would. There's no einish bon al hegdish, and he's not chayv there. Or is he is chayv? So he says like this. Tan tekam Rav Yosef, four lines from the bottom of the page of Nun Chesam Aleph. Tan tekam Rav Yosef Baraba. Kodshim shechayev achrios chayev. If you're chayev and achrayis, you're chayev shani korban v'ashem v'kichesh. Because that's if it's chayev achrayis, I call it. It's considered v'ashem v'kichesh, and I am chayev a korban. And Rashi says over here, what's the kasaka daitach? Right, since it belongs to Hashem, and I committed it, it belongs to Hashem, it says Hashem, I committed a sin against Hashem, and I sinned, and I denied it, so I'm chayiv. Now, it's the other way around. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. It's like I denied something from Hashem. Denied Hegdish. Not chayiv because I said a rezu, potter, shiny korban, by miso. Pasuk says, b'kich shemiso, and I denied against the other guy, against my colleague. Again, the word kichesh is between Hashem and Amito. It says malo Hashem b'kichesh b'amiso. So he says, if you're chayiv and achrayis, then what? Then it's more. It belongs to God, so to speak. And I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv a carbon for that. V'she'ein chayiv achrayis. So again, we're talking about where I denied it, and then I denied it with the shvu, and then I admitted it later on. If not chayiv achrayis, because I said a rezu, I'm potter shenikurban b'amiso b'kichesh. I call that. I denied against my friend. Now, Amalei, so this Tana learned from Yitzhak Barab, Yitzhak Barab said, Klapi Laya, where are you going with this? Klape towards Laya, where? Where are you going with this? It's just the opposite. Ipkha Mastapra. When it's something that it depends on the individual, right? It's more, it belongs to a commoner, then you have to bring a carbon. If it belongs to Hashem, you don't have to. That's the idea that we don't swear on Hegdish. Ein Yishbon al Hegdish. Here we said there's no Ano on Hegdish. There's no kefil, there's no abra v'chamisha, Hashem Mechim doesn't swear, no susachar ena mishalim. In other words, that's what he says, you don't make a shvua here. You don't make a shvua, and if you did make a shvua, there's no inyan of Hashem Zelos. Rashi in the last line of the page, klapi laya, klapi hechan adavanota, laya hechan, kagon chatz vilanhara, kagani laya. I just bring it down because not only he's just saying laya means where, but he brings up the Gemara brachas, what daf? Nun Chesam Aleph, same daf that we're on over here, right? Nun Chesam. There it's talking about Rav Sheshus was blind, and they all went to greet the emperor, and somebody said to him, okay, the pitcher goes to the river. Where do the broken ones go to? In other words, you can't see. Where are you going anyway? You can't see when the king's coming, and Rav Sheshus proved to him that he knows when the king is coming, right? Because first comes the troops, then comes it. First comes the band, and then the troops, and then Kol Shema Medaka, then the king comes. Rav Sheshus proved that he was wrong. Anyway, Klapi Laya, where are you going with this? Just the opposite, and I'm in base now. Ibrahim Estavra, it's just the other way around. If you're not Chayv and Achrayas, that means it's all Hashem's, right? Hashem, Ninu, Fei, Mishachai Bechriyasan, right? Shaina Chayv Bechriyasan, the Shaina Chayv Bechriyasan, Hashem, that's belongs to Hashem, Ninu, Fei, Mishachai Bechriyasan, where you're Chayv. In Basel, Chayvo, Bishal Gabal, the Pot, Bishayev, you should have said the other way around. Bodhi says the Haidyot have the Chiyuv Tvei. If it belongs to a commoner, to a regular person, then you should be Chayfei. The Shomer Hekdesh is Ptur Min HaShvua. As we said, if you're Shomer Hekdesh, you don't have to make a Shvua. So there's no Shvua over here. Therefore, you shouldn't be Chayiv for swearing falsely with Hashem Zelos. Amalei, so the Tana said to Rav Yitzchak that he quoted with Yitzchak Barabi, said to him, Ismaya, should I erase this price? It doesn't make sense. Amalei, no. Hachikom, this is how you have to explain it. Meaning you said, Hare Alai, you're chayiv, that's why, this rabu mi bashem v'kichesh. Even though it's an individual, because you're chayiv and achrayis, so it belongs to the common person, not to Hegdish only, but even though it belongs, it's partly Hashem's also, because it is a carbon, you're still kichesh. The pasuk of v'kichesh that goes on to say, you're chayiv Hashem zelos, is even if it belongs to Hashem too. Rashi says, a v'yochikomer, I shiny carbon bashikiris, lo mashma bashem kirish below ba mito. It doesn't mean that. We're not saying you're chayiv because it belongs to Hegdish. You're not chayiv Hashem's conquered. Ella, despite the fact that Hegdish has a share in it, you're still chayiv. Elochikomer, kachim shachayiv achrasim chayiv carbon shvua, lefishain shalom. So because they belong to your other, to your colleague, to your friend. The imbusle of potro, if you say your potro lefishain shal Hegdish, no, lochiyasa bashem kirish, I tell you, we're been in the even though they partly, in other words, despite the fact that they belong partly to Hashem because it is an animal of Hegdish, despite that, you still say that you're chayiv a carbon. Why? Because it's a mito, because it is really your friend's, because he's chayiv and achraya. So it is really a common person's possession. Hachikomer, again, back in the Gemara in the second line. Chayiv, you're chayiv. This rabu mi b'Hashem, v'kichesh. Because they're included, even though. Because why are you chayiv and achrayis? And therefore, chayiv something, you're chayiv and achrayis, rather you're chayiv Hashem Gzeilos. Why? Because it really belongs to a common person. He's responsible for it. Because he said, if he said, Hare Alai, I'm responsible for it. Ah, you say it belongs to Hashem, despite the fact that it belongs to Hashem, he should be put, because it's Hegdish. The Pasuk says, Mal Bashem Bekichesh. It's included in that. Even though it's partly Hashem's, you're still the Pasuk applies. If you deny it, you have to bring Hashem Gzeilos. If you're not chayav b'rachos rezu, you're potter. Why? The imat, it was excluded min b'mita v'kichosh. B'mita v'kichosh doesn't mean to say only that. It means to say that if it only belongs to Hashem, it's b'mita v'kichosh. Only if it's your friends and you deny it, are you chayav. But if it's not your friends, why? Because it's only Hashem's. Because once you said a rezu, you're out of the picture. This belongs to Egdish, you're not part of it anymore. Then you don't bring Hashem's ales. Rashi goes on there. I'm reading Rashi now, about 15 lines down on the page. I say it's excluded by mito v'kichesh. It's your only chayav Hashem Zeilos when you deny something that belongs to your friend, to your neighbor, to your other person, to your colleague, not if it belongs only to Hashem. And this one belongs only to Hashem because he said harezu. Rabbi Yehuda added on the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that there's no onah on what? On Avadim Shtaris Karka and Hegdish. Those things. Avadim Shtaris Karka and Hegdish. Rabbi Yehuda added on expensive things too. Things that have a great sentimental value. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mokar Sefer Torah Margos Abahema Elam Onah. There's no onah on a Sefer Torah, which is like, these things like have no price. You know, there's any you could ask anything. Margos Pearls or Abahema. There's no onah there too. We'll explain why. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mokar Sefer Torah Elam Onah. There's no fixed amount to a Sefer Torah. You know, a loaf of bread, a container of milk, there's a price. What are you going to ask for a Sefer Torah? Today they get any amount, right? Behema margolis ain't lemono. Why is there no on an animal or pearls? They should unroast those up because the person wants to match them up. If you have a very strong, heavy ox doing work, and you want to match them up with under the yoke with another animal, you know, they had a yoke going on two animals, that's how they plowed. If you put a weak animal next to him, you just bring down the whole process, right? You've ruined the strength of the first ox is ruined by the weakness of the second ox. So you want to match up two animals of like size and like strength. So therefore it's worth a lot of money to you. The ox on the market, maybe to use for shechita or whatever, or a person just needed one ox to hang around the garden or whatever, might be worth $100. But if you have a similar ox, and you want to match them up under the yoke, it might be worth $200 to you. So he says, so comes to that, same thing with a pearl. You might have a nice pearl in a necklace and you want to match it up with another one. So therefore they have an extended value. We don't possibly be able to say, Amalo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, any item, you talk about pearls, you talk about animals, person might want to match up any kind of an item. And it might have special value to it. What are you going to? There's no end to this. You're going to start listening. Sefer Torah, Margolis. Thing. I'll say maybe I have a nice tie that I want to match with my suit, and it's worth a lot of money to me too. Rabbi Yehuda Hani Chashivi. These are very important items. Are very precious to him. Hani Lo Chashivi. Like these are not as important. Those are Sefer Torah, Margolis, and an animal. For animals, a person's livelihood. He's a farmer. These are very important to him. They're special. Adkam, how far do you go with that? You take a Sefer Torah. Let's say somebody says, I have a Sefer Torah, I want $10 million for it. You're going to say there's no there? Can't go that far. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's no, it's only up to double the price, up to double the regular market value. Even if you sell a horse, a sword, or a shield, the Muhammad at a time of war, in the middle of a war, you know, these things are worth a lot of money. We saw the soldiers who didn't have those proper vests or whatever, helmets and equipment. It's worth a lot more when you need it. You're in the middle of a war, right? The Gemara doesn't really say, add that on. Not clear if the halacha is like that. But he said, you know, at a time of war when you need these, you know, sus would be, you know, an armored carrier or a tank or something like that, a rifle, whatever. They're worth a lot more because your life depends on them. Shame says the mission. Shame shall not mekam. Just like there is fraud, hurting somebody when it comes to buying and selling. There's also hurting or wronging somebody with words. You shouldn't say to somebody, oh, how much is that? And you really don't want to buy. People go into a store. Today you'd say people go into a store. You say, how much is that? And you're not planning on buying at all. You're just doing what they call price comparison. You want to do price comparison, look it up on the internet. But don't bother people. You have a salesperson there taking up his time or her time and effort. And you're leading them on, feigning interest in the item. And you really don't want to buy it. You're just checking out prices. If there was a person who was a Baal Tshuva, we call today a Chozer B'Tshuva, lo yomer lo, you shouldn't say it's Chorma Sechav Shanim. I remember when you used to, you know, you, before you were a Baal Tshuva, what you used to do. You don't want to hurt him with those words. You're wrong him. Imu Ben Garim, if he is the son of converts, lo yomer, you shouldn't say Chorma Sechav Shanim, what your parents used to do. You know, like Rabbi Wein said, about a third of the Tanoim were Gerim, or sons of children of Gerim, you know. So a Ger, you're supposed to accept and love him. I remember, I once asked Rav Kolevsky, Zichron Levracha, about a shidduch, I think for one of my daughters, and they said that the boy was a ger, or his mother was a ger, whatever the question was, I forgot what exactly it was, but it was a question I asked. I called Rav Kolevsky. I lived then in America or something, or I know I called him from here. I called him. He was still alive when we lived here, and I called him, and if there was no question about the Geirus. The Geirus was a proper Geir, but the question was Shidduch, and stuff like that. And he said, Torah, that's what he said, Torah Metahir. Torah is Metahir. Don't even think about it. A Geir is a Tzadik, Geir Tzedek. Torah is Metahir. There's no such thing as, there's an impurity in him. He's not exactly as good as a regular Jew. Torah is Metahir. Those were his words that he said, that's it. Torah is Metahir. Person who accepts Torah is 100% a Jewish person and as good as anybody else. And so if he was again, you shouldn't say Zechor Masa V'Secha. Remember what your fathers did. Why? As the pasuk says, Shemar, the ger lo son of a Secha sen. Don't wrong the ger and don't oppress him. A ger is a ger tzedek. Is that's what he means. A ger tzedek is a tzaddik. Is it if he accepts the Torah? Torah is 100% mitar. Tana Rabbana. Now, if you look in the pasuk, pardon. The pasuk that talks about Onoah, right? We mentioned the pasuk back on Nivav and Beis says Al Tonu Ishasach. That's what the pasuk says. Al Tonu Ishasach. A few psukim later, I think that's pasuk Yedalit in Perek Chafei. A few psukim later, pasuk Yizayin, it also says Velo Sonu Ish Esamiso. Again, it says Let's be a race male Kecha Ani Hashem. That's a few psukim later. So he's like, "This about Losoni Shesamiso, but not the Varma Kasson." This it says Loson. The first pasuk was again the Chisim Kroma Secha Okonim Secha Al Tonu Ish Es Achiv. I think that's the Loshon. I don't have the pasuk in front of me. Al Tonu Ish Es Achiv. Then it says Velosonu Ish Es Amiso. Here it says Loson. If it's Loson Ish Es Amiso, you shouldn't wrong your fellow, right? Loson, you shouldn't wrong your fellow. This second pasuk is talking about hurting him with words, verbal abuse, right? A verbal wrong. Because is it really a svarma? Is it maybe hurting him with defrauding him of money? The first pasuk says there we're talking about defrauding him money matters. And or Hamani Makai rather. Hare Anos Mamma Mamma. It's already talking about Anos Mamma in past Pasik Yadalit. The Pasik Yadalit, Pasik as well. Hamani Makayim Lo Sonu Isha Samiso. So what does the Pasik and Yitzayan say when it says Lo Sonu Isha Samiso? What is that for? That's Bonos Tvarim. You shouldn't hurt him with words, verbal wronging. Okay, so Imay about Shuba, like the Mishnah said, if he was about Shuba, Al Yomel, you shouldn't say Harma Sachrishanim. Remember your earlier deeds when you weren't. Observe, Torah observant. Imayah ben Kaim, if he was a convert or the son of converts, al yomer lo zchor ma'aseh v'secha, remember the actions of your parents who were goyim. Imayah ger, if he was a ger himself, a balum tori came to him, al yomer lo, you shouldn't say pesha achal veil sotreifas, the mouth that ate forbidden things and treifas, animals that are forbidden, shkatsim v'ramasim. Abominable animals and creeping things. Balul Matara, what are you? You come here, the same mouth that ate all that garbage, all that bad stuff, all those forbidden things, you're coming to learn Torah? that was said by Hashem, the Omnipotent, One, the great Hashem, the all-powerful. You're going to learn Torah this in the same mouth. You shouldn't say those kind of things. In my Yisur and Barnalov, if a person was suffering, if a person had terrible suffering, Yisur and Barnalov, in my Yechloim, Barnalov, he was various diseases. Osher Makavas Barnalov, Rahman, he had other terrible things happen to him. He buried children. Al Yomerlo, you shouldn't speak to him. Kederach Shamerlo Chaverim, like Eov's Chaverim, Chaverim friends spoke to him. Halo Yirasecha Kislascha. Your confidence should be your fear of God. In other words, if you feared God, all this wouldn't happen to you. Tikvascha v'tam l'derechecha. Your hope and the completeness of your actions would not be if you really properly feared God, all this wouldn't have happened. Zachar na, remember, mihu naki avad. Who dies or who is lost when they're innocent? And it must be that the bad things happen to you because you're not so innocent, because you haven't been so good. That's not the way you talk to people. Whether you're talking about Bali Tshuva, Ben Gerim, or Ger himself, or a person who suffered, you don't talk that way. Those are obviously terrible things to do. But the other things, even when it comes to money matters, you shouldn't hurt him with words. If we're at the first of the wide lines of the Gemara, if let's say we call donkey drivers, in other words, if truckmen's whatever teamsters came to you and they were looking to buy grain, mimenu, buy grain or other produce, lo you shouldn't say l'chu eitz, go to him, go buy from him. I don't want to sell you. I don't have anything. Go buy to him. Shumocha tfuah, and you know that he never sold any tfuah. In other words, don't hurt people with words. Telling him I don't have anything, go to him, he'll sell you, when you know that guy doesn't sell any stuff like that. You're just wasting his time and pushing him away. You shouldn't feign interest in an item when time you don't have any money. You don't have any money to pay. What are you acting like you're ready to pay? You come to an auction, the first bid is $100,000, and you're in rags. I mean, what are you doing over there? What are you bothering people for? Now, these things, how do you know? You see, it's one thing if you say something which obviously hurts the person. You tell a ger, I remember what you used to eat, or I remember what your parents did, or you tell a Baal Tshuva, I remember what you used to do. You didn't keep Shabbos. Now, look who's coming now. Those things are obvious. But what about when you say, I went into a store and I asked what the price was? You can say, I was really interested in it. Who says that I didn't want to buy it? Maybe I did want to. You shouldn't do that. Why, Shari? These things, Harish Dabar, muscle leg, is given over to the heart, meaning only a person knows in his heart what he did, called Dabar muscle leg. Anything that's only a person knows himself, you can't tell from his action or his words what he really meant. On those things, it says, V'yareisim elokecha, it says, V'yareisim elokecha. And that's why in the second pasuk that talks about, below sonu isha samiso, not t'chiyim kurma b'secha, kurma b'secha, al tanu, but rather, below sonu isha samiso, don't wrong another person. Don't wrong your fellow, and that means with words. And then it says, "V'yareisim elokecha." You should fear God. You might think, "Well, who's going to know that he doesn't know?" I'm wrong with words. I say, "How much is that item?" When I'm not planning on buying it at all, I'm hurting him with words. Who says? Maybe I really meant it. God knows. That's why it says, "V'yareisim elokecha." That greater is the sin of verbal wrong than wronging with money, than defrauding a person. Because the pasuk of Anos Ram says, you should fear God. God knows what you're doing. Here it doesn't say in the case of defrauding of money. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Zebagufa, one is with his assets, with his money, and one is Begufo, with his body. You're hurting him with words, you're hurting him emotionally. One could be returned, one could be you can make restitution on a money matter, right? Oh no. Either the deal's off, we said, if it's more than a six, if it's six, you return the money. If it's less than a six, you mochel. But the point is, if you hurt him with money, you can always return the money. But if you hurt him emotionally, you can't get that back. Tani Tachman of Nachma Yitzchak, Kolamam Perei Chaver, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you shame somebody, called Malbin, you whiten his face, right? It's as if you killed him. Amalei Shaper Kamer, so Nachman Yitzchak said to the Tana, yeah. You said good. The chazinah, you see the azul sumka vasichiver. You see that the redness of his face disappeared. He turned white. He was so embarrassed that he turned white. That's what he called a malbin panechavero. You whiten his face. It means you shamed him. Only by the Rav Dimi, Marav of in Eretz Yisrael, what are they most careful about? What characteristic are they most careful about in their midos, in their actions? Amalei ba'achri api, whitening somebody's face, shaming. They don't do shaming in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they do. Amar Rav Chanina, hakol yor l'ganem. Everybody goes on to ganem chutz mishloshes, except for three people. Three people, besides that, everybody goes on. It says Gemara, hakol saif dach. What do you mean? Everybody goes to Gehenna, except for three people. Eleima, kol yor l'ganem. Whoever goes down to Gehenna, olin, they all come back. They go down to Gehenna for a period of time. And they suffer, and then they come out. Chutz mishlosh, except for three, sheyarden ve'en olam. Three people go down to Gehenna, and they don't come out of there. Ve'eluhein, abal eshes ish, a person who committed adultery with a married woman. Ve'amalvim p'nei chaveiro b'rabim, a person who bears somebody publicly. Ve'amachan Hashem b'chaveiro, and a person who makes a name, a funny name, like he calls him by he's guilty of name calling. Because he embarrasses them. So it's more machana, machana hainu malbin. What's the difference between giving somebody a nickname and whitening his face? The answer is, in other words, embarrassing him. The chiddush is this: is when you shame him like for the first time and you cause him terrible, cause him to be embarrassed and his face turns white. Machana shem chaveru is even if you already hear that name. In other words, it's not embarrassing him per se. Rashi says three lines from the bottom of the page, Kfar they all call him by that name. Shemakanamoso. They all that he's accustomed to the fact that they all call him that name. Vein Panabislavdos. He doesn't turn white when he hears that name. Kalmakam. You're trying to embarrass him by making fun of him in some way. You call him shorty or fatty or something like that. You call him some name that is embarrassing. These three people don't come out of him. All right, tomorrow's daf will be Daf Nun Tes. Shabbos' daf will be on the podcast, and we'll start from your it starts from your Amrav Archan Rabbi Yochanan. Better that talks here about Mal Pei Chaver and about good nidos, not hurting somebody. And on Sunday, Meretz Hashem, Erev Yontif Chalamoid, Erev Shvi'i Shel, we'll pick it up from the Mishnah. Also, the same spot here on the bottom, the last line on Nun Tes and Medbeis. We'll pick it up from there on Sunday morning at the usual time. Chag Sameach, Shabbat
That's
Shalom,
really
Moed
beautiful.
B'Simcha.
Regards to everybody.
He used to say that about Pinchas, that his mother would fatten the
Yeah,
woman out for
Yeah.
the Gemara
Yeah.
doesn't bring that.
Right. Well, it's not exactly a name, but they made